for the purpose of taking the tonight the White Tower Vishrant will the White Hara Long Life Initiation that is the real purpose is not just because you desire happiness, because you desire happiness for yourself, so therefore taking Long Life Initiation proper motivation. because that's not the meaning of one's life. just living life, seeking happiness for oneself, with the motivation and that act engaging his activity. that's not the meaning why we have taken human body this time. This, as I mentioned last night many times, this precious human body, especially perfect human birth, that you have all the opportunity to whatever dharma you wish to practice, you can practice this year. even we chant one mala or mandapimi hung or namami tapu, see whatever mantra we chant, because you want happiness, you want to be happiness and that for your own benefit you want to born pure land, or you know, you want to it's your happiness. Even you are looking for, even the motivation, you know, seeking the liberation, free forever from the oceans of samsara suffering and cause delusion karma. Even your motivation, that even the recitation mantra is done, one mala mantra is done. Even with that, thought seeking liberation for oneself. Wasted life. It still become meaningless because compared, if you did with the bodhicitta, if you did with mala or recitation mantra with bodhicitta, then you see every single recitation, every single mantra that you recite. Your action, the every single mantra. So there's a one mala, there's 180 example. Then the 108 times you chant the mantra. So each mantra you recite, each action you recite mantra becomes cause of became cause of enlightenment. This is to achieve the cessation of. Complete qualities of realization and cessation. See, so each extra recited mantra become cause of enlightenment, and become cause to enlighten all sentient beings. they have liberated numberless sentient beings from the oceans of samsara suffering and bring the enlightenment. Every single recitation mantra is the 108 beats, you see. Every mantra that you recited, every one of them, with every one of them, done with the motivation, to achieve enlightenment of sentient beings, to have taught the benefit for all sentient beings, you collected limitless skies for merit. So therefore, each one becomes cause of happiness of sentient beings. So compared to the, so that's the, uh, so that that has the you know, greatest advantage, the benefit is merit. Compared to that, then this, you know, even the one mala recite mantra, but even though the motivation is pure in the sense, unstained by attachment, the seeking of the future samsara pleasure, you see, the motivation pure unstained by that and seeking liberation, free forever from samsara, you see, for oneself. So you compare to the reciting, recitation done, one mala recitation done with Buddhist motivation, so you can see how the benefits are, how great, how unbelievable it is. So therefore, even you recite mantra with the seeking liberation, the renunciation to samsara. So there's an unbelievable loss, you know, with each recitation you collect the limitless cash merit that you lost all that. Then each recitation mantra become cause of enlightenment, you lost that. And each recitation mantra become cause of happiness also, then maybe you lost that. So there's a slow, compared to that is wasted life. The waste is that's an example. So the rest of the day, whatever we do, eating, walking, sitting, sleeping, doing job, doing studying Dharma, whatever. So whatever we do, doing business, so forth. You see, those things should be like gave an example of one mala, the side of one mala. You see, with the jitta, how it is. You know that. So that's the purpose of our life, living. While we're taking this precious human body, special purpose human birth, why we should be alive every day, why we should be alive, why it's so important to be alive, why we should live, you know, then die, then choose to live, then to die. You know, why it's important, so that, you see. So everything is to benefit of others and beings. All the comforts, all the comforts, the life, see, that we make so much expenses to survive, you know, to have comfort and so much for shelter, and so much expense shelter, and so much expense for food, and, you know, clothing and everything is, you know, making life so expensive, I said, so much expensive, to have comfort and, you know, to live. So all that is that become meaningful if our attitude is to benefit others and the beings. If our attitude of life is not, if there's no thought of benefit to others, everything becomes meaningless, empty. You know? No, I'm not talking about emptiness, holiness, but empty. You know, there's no even a name, meaningfulness of life. You see, it doesn't exist. So even name doesn't exist. So I'm talking about the empty by that sense. You see? totally doesn't exist. You say that. Our life is totally dependent on sentient beings. Everything, comfort, happiness, survival, every second survival, to be human being, having purpose in my body, every single thing is totally depend on the kind of sentient beings. For example, having this precious human body, you know, yeah, especially practicing Buddhism, just there was a good opportunity to practice that. It was a good opportunity to practice Dharma. You need to three great meanings, you know, the highest one is enlightenment. even this life can achieve, one has received perfect in the body to practice, like those many other holy beings who achieve enlightenment in one life. Receive the body that can do this, can practice, you see. All those who achieved enlightenment, you know, the human body, so we receive the same, receive human body, they can do that. can be free from samsara by utilizing the Four Noble Truths, you know, can be liberated from suffering and true suffering and true cause of suffering by utilizing the true path. And so, by learning Buddha Dharma, you see what Buddha has taught. Complete by kindness of the one way is complete by kindness of the parents, the father, mother. they have to create karma to receive you. They have to create karma to receive you. Your conscience to be conceived in the mother's womb. See, they have to have to create karma. See, from their side, from their side they have to create karma. And if the mother did abortion, you see, then you wouldn't have this incredible opportunity now. All this is an incredible opportunity what we have been having up to now, you see, and also the future. So that wouldn't have happened, you see, but the abortion or didn't take care and died, you see. So, like you can see completely clear, complete, totally can see how this totally is the mother's kindness. And all this, that this, really having this precious human body, especially perfect human body, and the unbelievable opportunity what we have been receiving. Especially practice Dharma, not only just some sort of pleasure, comfort, you know, all that material gain, not all that, but especially Dharma practice, all this, then able to meet all this unbelievable, no question about actual living, generating some Dharma, you see, able to meet and able to hear teachings, receive teachings, something very impossible thing that happened in our life. And then there are many great extremely rare to find in this world. Then many great masters, many great masters, they were also not only met, and not only fortunate to meet, have met, you see. But especially then receive complete teachings, sutra and complete teachings of the whole path from Ajahn Lamrim, foundation, common and uncommon, the tantric complete path, you know. So, that's just perfectly qualified, you know, the guru. It's rare to find in this world the most human being don't have opportunity, you know. Doesn't happen, see, doesn't have karma. So anyway, as we have. So, so you see, that's, you can see now all that, because we have received this precious human body, perfect human body, which can communicate, you know, can meet and communicate, receive teaching, all that. So, so you can see the parents' kindness, you see. So it came from parents' kindness. So, as you can see, depend on their kindness, see all this well received. That gave this body, and then each day protected one's life from hundreds of dangers. the mother of my mother herself, the mother, father, they hired people, pay salary and take care. However, again, protected was my life for hundreds of times each day. You see now how if they didn't do that, we wouldn't have this opportunity now. So it's complete kindness and not only that, and also they gave education. They helped to get education. They led in part of the world. And so starting from teaching how to walk and how to speak and all that, and then the manners and so many things as well. Starting from there, then see all the education. So they help to see the latter part of the world. So again, so we wouldn't have this incredible opportunity again if they didn't do that. And, so you can see again how so much our life is dependent on the kindness of this incredible opportunity that we have, and also the every day, and then after the birth, then your conception, birth, and then after birth, then they bear so much hardships. They bear so much hardships. the mother and also the father bear so much hardships that. Day and night, there's all the fears, concern was held alive, day and night, and then I say, always so much worry, and then they suffered so much exhaustion, day and night, taking care of you, you see, looking after you, worked so hard, and then based on some of the hardships, difficult the body, mind, the exhaustion is so much. And not only that, not only they suffer so much, but they create so much negative karma too. They create so much negative karma for your well-being. So, which they have to experience, you see, in their future. Not only the difficulty what they experience for you, for your well-being, but they create so much their karma. So they have to experience all the sufferings in the lower realms, you see. So you can see now, if they didn't be hardships, during those 6-9 months, whatever, say, birth, and didn't be hardships, pain, all those, after birth, then, you see, now we wouldn't have this incredible opportunity now, having this precious in the body and all this, unbelievable opportunity. My dream, you see, to watch Dharma, to benefit others. So simply by this reason, you can see now here, if we live our life, with selfish mind, and with the desire and anger and all this, ignorance, so. So you can see now that which harms to yourself, which harms to other sentient beings, that is self-harming to yourself. You see, so there's no repentance kindness. Nothing good is done. To make worthwhile their parents and their kindness, you see, or how much they sacrifice their life and all that. So there's nothing worthwhile what you did, something useful, you see, nothing. So if you live life that way, then until that is harm others, others living life like that with this attitude, and then which is harm to oneself. So say. So it's extremely sad. Living life this way and unable to make one's own life beneficial to the world, to other yeah, I mean, not to, you know, extensive to the world, but even just to others in the family, you know, the daily life, the people or sentiments that one meets, you know, that was around you, beneficial for them, at least, you know, beneficial to them, bring peace to them, bring peace and happiness to them and to yourself. So not even that meaningful, you know, useful for even for yourself, you know, bring peace and happiness to yourself. So not even that. So then the totally wasted, you know, so the parents, so many years of their sacrifice and all the worry, fear, if you have so much need karma for your well-being, and all this become, see, totally wasted. It's just wasted, it's meaningless, become meaningless. meaningless. So when you think this way, the compassion has to rise to them. See there, no choice. Compassion has to rise to the parents. That I must do something. That therefore I must, you see, something must do something worthwhile, meaningful. That something. Do something that makes the other sacrifice their life, you know. They give up, they sacrifice their life to me, you know, based on my hardship, so meaningful. to not harm others, to not harm oneself, at least, you know. To bring peace and happiness to others and oneself, see. That comes through that comes by practicing Dharma. By practicing Dharma. And then you see, by practicing Dharma. that makes worthwhile. All their sacrificing, they sacrifice the life to you, you know. so many years of their life. That you become beneficial to the world. You see, to others, you know. Even not extensive in the world, but the surrounding people, you see, useful, beneficial in life, then at least that, you see, makes worthwhile not harming, but bringing peace and happiness, you see, in this world, or to especially, see, particularly then, the surrounding people, makes worthwhile their parents, you see, the sacrifice their life for you, and in this, so yeah, so for that you see, if one become harmful, not practicing Dharma, you know, they see not with this positive mind, compassion, so forth, you see the, as I mentioned, is there. negative thoughts, then only harming others to oneself, you see. then you see, make their life empty, make their parents, you see, all their sacrifice their life, you see, meaningless, you see. So it's kind of so many years of their lives from conception time, then, so it didn't become useful what they did. You know, the result didn't become useful. Didn't become useful towards parents, didn't become useful to others, didn't become useful to yourself. So like that, you see. So by practicing Dharma with the positive attitude, especially bodhicitta, then bring others. Like making benefits for others, so for that reason, you would need long life and taking water initiation, so that so and so so same, you see, we extend the kindness, you see. So if one is the employer, you know, then the all your happiness, comfort comes from the kindness of the employee, so those people who are working for you. All your comfort, all your success come from, you know, from the people who are working for you in the company, whatever. They come from the kindness. You know, your success come from whatever making money, whatever kindness of the people who are working for you, the employees. You see, then say. Even students, you see, their education, whatever it is, and they receive the kindness, the education and all that, you see, from teacher, you know. And the teacher having job to teach, you know, all the success in there, what is needed for the teacher, as it comes from the kindness of the students. So you see, that's all dependent, what is necessary, interconnected with the. So, like that, you see, that, say, so you know, every situation like this, you know, every situation is depend on others' kindness. Whatever success will happen, whatever comfort happens, it's all come from totally depend on others' kindness. So like that, so every single material that we have, for example, dress, this, so many people did work for this dress, you know, that you're wearing now, the shoes and the hat and the pants and jacket and the every pieces. So if you think the evolution back, you see. So many centimeters do work for that and that, bear hardships, you see, suffer for these, you know. Then they especially do this silk or especially the skins, animal skins or silk or these clothes that come from animal body. But no question, you see, then no question by suffering so much, you know, they died for this, you know. And that, you see. So the all the comfort, happiness, protection of life by having a house. You know? Then, as I normally mentioned, there's so many sentient beings during the construction, during laying foundation. So many sentient beings inside the world. So many have to die, suffer for these, and the people work very hard, you know, and the hot sun, like that, you know. However, you see. Unbelievable sentiments, they suffered, they died during the drama for this. So that's how we receive the shelter, all this comfort, protection of life. So then food, sand, fruit or the vegetable, or the. So there are so many worms in the ground, and they have died, killed, you see. Then other sentiments, they have to kill that, you know. The worms who are eating the fruit, vegetables, you know, by spraying the hiver. So many things we have to die, suffer, create karma. So then finally, you know, you get, able to survive every day, every hour, every minute, second, you see, to be a human being and to have this precious human body, perfect human body, practice Dharma. There's so many good things you can do, like the skies were. All the happiness in life you can achieve, and you can cause to others, and it means so they totally you can see by their kindness, you know. So many sentiments for this food, one day food, you say one meal, you know. So many sentiments, number of sentiments happy, you know. If you think of the long run evolution, like rice, like that. I have to die, as you have to suffer, and some of the clinic come on. So everything like that. So therefore, our lives totally depend on the same things. See, so the every comfortness, even good reputation, even, you know, even people talking nice things, even people praising you makes you happy. So that depends on the kindness of that person. That makes you happy when somebody praises you, you see? That also depends on the kindness of that person, you see, like that. And if somebody gets angry to you, say, you know, get upset, get angry to you, scold you, or, you know, provoke you, whatever the person does, criticize you, saying nasty things. However, even that, especially that one is the most kind being, because the Buddha gave teachings how to practice patience. The Guru gave teachings how to practice patience. But you need somebody who is angry. But you need somebody whose mind is angry to you. Only then, what Guru teaches you, what Buddha teaches you, only then you can practice. You see, you need that person who is angry to you, who doesn't like you. You see, who hate you. So you need that. Without that, you have no opportunity at all. What Guru taught, what Buddha taught, you see, those teachings, you see, teachings on patience, you know, how much they explain, you have no opportunity. So you need that. So give teaching to you, that's not sufficient. That alone, you don't get realization of patience. So you have to have the enemy. You have to have that person who has anger, who doesn't like you, who has anger, who criticizes you. Yeah, you have to, who, you know, abuse you directly, they will abuse you or the bad. So you have to have that. So that now here becomes the, it's here, becomes the, it's not unwanted, it's the most important need in your life. So that you can learn patience and complete the parameter of patience, achieving enlightenment, and able to and then enlighten all sentient beings. So without the complete parameter of patience, practice the attainment, without that, cannot achieve full enlightenment. And can't enlighten, can't liberate, you can't liberate the number of sentient beings from the ocean or something like that. And so that one is the most kind one. Who gives the opportunity to put the teaching that you received, put in practice. So there are things that all the numberless past happiness, present, future happiness, liberation, enlightenment, everything, comfort, pleasure, day and night, everything we receive by kindness of every hell beings, every hungry ghost, every animal, every human being, suras, asuras, enemies, beings, by kindness of everyone we will receive it. Every insect that we see in the road, you know, every bird, dogs, see, every people that we see in the road, everyone here, so wherever you go, the sentiment that you see, people, animals, insects, see, whatever you see, so we receive from each of them, see, all the happiness, including the liberation of God. So the sentient beings are, see, now how kind they are. Now here, with the last one, all that happiness, past, future, everything, everything you receive by kindness, each and every single sentient being, come from each. Now this is here, most precious, most kind one. Most precious, most kind one. Every sentient being, most precious, most kind one in the life, you see. So now, this is the reason. So now, now you can see why, you know, even you chant one mala or mani pema hum, but you seek, liberation from samsara for yourself, how that is not proper motivation, how that is still wasting life. why it should be for others. You know, they who are numberless. So, you know, the thought seeking happiness, thought seeking happiness of numberless entities, thought seeking happiness, and then you see, then chant. Example the Mala of Matrimum, we see Naman Tawada, who is numberless entities, to the happiness to each and every single entities, especially enlightenment, you know. So therefore now our meaning, purpose of our life and our job, that is our project or a real job or meaning of life, is to free the numberless entanglements from all the suffering causes and to bring enlightenment. So only that, nothing else. Achieving enlightenment, we need to attend class, you see, offer service to ascending beings, whatever way, you know, whatever one can do, small, big, whatever, every day. Then most importantly, they attend a path of enlightenment for them. So for that, that's, we need a long life. So I think that tomorrow's teaching happened already. Shishi. Unbelievable. The blessing of Vaitara, and also with life obstacles, you know. And then you see, one of the methods is taking the long life initiation. That's one of the methods, so that's what's happening. And also making the Vaitara statue or paintings that's and extremely very powerful to prolong the life, peaceful life obstacles, and especially on the Tibetan 8th, on the same day, either you paint Tara or make Tsatsa. So paint Tara, this White Tara, long life deity, so paint Tara, and the same day finish, then consecrate. Pabongka Dejin Yimbo, great enlightened being, explained that this is extremely powerful to principle our obstacles and prolong the life, you see, very, very powerful. On the Tibetan 8, making Tara painting, or statue, and then consecrate the same day. So it could be also Tsatsa, you know, Tara Tsatsa, on the Tibetan 8th, then the same day after you made Tsatsa to consecrate, is where, so same powerful means. So there's a story in the Lama begin the story here, Tara is generally all the action of the Buddha manifested in the form of goddess, which means to do the work for all sentient beings, to fulfill the wishes of sentient beings for happiness. You see, but the particular Dharma King, the translator of Lama Disha in Tibet, you know, Genesis, who is himself Genesis, Tara told, Tara promised Domdomba that anybody who follow you, I will guide you. Everyone who follow you, I will guide. Tara herself promised. So anyone who follow Gautam tradition, who follow Gautam tradition, you know, Gautam, those are like Gautam life story, who practice that, who follow that, then that means Tara will naturally, when you follow Gautam tradition, Gautam practice, when you follow thought transformation and so forth, so Tara naturally look up to you guys. So that's so this initiation, the practice where it came from, from Lobang Maga Wangju Thakwa, from his collections, this is taken by him from a text which contains the methods betraying the Lord of the Dead. So the teachings which came from Tara herself. Then Lama Dzogchen Tenpa, received the lineage from Lobang Ngaga Wangju Thakwa, and then Lama Dzogchen Tenpa wrote many means of attaining the White Tara. Then from Lama Dzogchen Tenpa, Lama Parilo Tsawa received the lineage. And so many methods of the attainment of the Vaitara translated into Tibetan language. from Indian language. Then from Lama, then Pariluza, from Pariluzawa, Lama Lenapa received the lineage. did a 6-year retreat by Tara. He actually saw directly by Tara, received teachings from Tara. Then from Lama Lenapa, Deva Rinpoche, the Lama received the lineage. So when he was studying, he has shown his palm to one who is said can reach the palm is Dagri of Latu. Latu is the name of the place. So that yogi, he has shown his palm, Deva Rinpoche, he has shown his palm to this yogi. probably means palm reader of Latte. So then he said that monk, you have a very good karma to practice Dharma, but you can live only 3 years. You have no life other. Only 3 years, not alive. Then also he himself, Deva Rinpoche himself, he checked a dream many times. So then came out the same answer that he would live only 3 years. then he thought, if he could live on for 1 year, no matter how much he would live, then I would like to spend my life, rest of my life, only in pure Dharma. So then he thought to look for a virtuous friend who would show special instruction. then he stopped. Doing study. Then went to look for a guru who can give a special instruction. Then in the road, when he was Nyemo, this place called Nyemo, I think near Lhasa, then he met Lama Lenapa. This is Deparamuchi. He met Lama Lenapa. Then Deparamuchi explained all the stories. Then Lama Lenapa said, I have a special method to eliminate obstacles to attain the path to enlightenment. You, the yogi, relax. You relax. Be comfortable, relax. Comfortable mind and relax. So then Lama Lenapa gave all the teachings, all the means to attain Avatara. Then told him that you don't go other places, that you stay here, meditate. Then he did in that area, Lakhalung, this place, then in that area he did one-pointedly, he did meditation in the cave. For 1 month. Meditation in the cave. About 1 month passed, then he actually directly saw Vaitara, and the Vaitara told him that he will be able to live for 6 years, and it will benefit us in the midst. And then when that happened, then he again requested Vaitara. And then Avatara said, make my statue, and then he will live for 11 years. Then he made a painting of Avatara. Then he asked again, to Tara, then he said, make another statue, then he will be able to live another 10 years. Then that time he made a statue of brass. This painting of the Tanga, painting of the Vaitara, the one before the statue which happened later, so this is got very blessed. So that these two holy objects used to be the Redding Monastery, the Dom Thampas Monastery. Then when he reached over 80, then again made a request to Tara. Then Tara said, you make another statue, my statue, they will live for many years. Then he made one painting on the wall, painting Vaitara. So totally lived for 95 years. So generally, of course, especially in the West, now we have less and less, but they're still. Compared to East, in the West, there are many people, quite a number of people who live 100 years old. There are quite a number of people whose age is 100 years or even more, you see. And like that happened, who lived 115, you know. Some things passed away, and so they happened like that. So however, so here, this is talking about you have to understand the point of the story is that Lama had life obstacles, you see, only 3 years to live. So that's, you see, you understand that so many years is possible, so many years by making a Tara painting and the statue, you see, then they're possible for a long time, you see. So the somebody who had life obstacles, you see, so you can get the point. Somebody who has karma to live for 100 years or more than 105, 110, even 115, I think it recently happened. So that, but here you understand here, see, who is somebody who has a life of soul cannot live long, then how, see, the method, see. So you have to understand how the Meghan Vaitara painting is so powerful, painting or statue, see. And also, by practicing Vaitara, you are able to increase also wisdom. From the first Yavagin Dutupa, who is the first reincarnation of the close lineage, you see, close reincarnation 그들이 founded 대신 법원을 쓰이 the first incarnation 이슨 달라마 자 근데 so they practice, they practice, so it's wisdom to what